Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Landis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Adlesh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Wilson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Wilson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Spangler. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ted Savage. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. And now, play ball. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mathews scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Mathews hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spangler hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Adlesh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Savage hits a fly ball into left field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte juggles the ball. That's an error on Aspromonte. Williams moves to third. Santo moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley strikes out. Two outs. Al Spangler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Spangler reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Santo scores. There goes Banks trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. 2 runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Eddie Mathews batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mathews is 0 for 1 in the game. Mathews hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Savage is 0 for 1 in the game. Savage hits a pop-up towards first. Mathews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hans is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Adlesh batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Adlesh is 0 for 1 in the game. Adlesh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson bunts towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adlesh moves to second. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adlesh scores. Morgan moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn strikes out. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mathews is 0 for 2 in the game. Mathews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mathews for the out. 1 out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Adlesh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adlesh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spangler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Spangler hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 2 in the game. Savage takes first base on ball 4. Hundley moves to second. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hundley moves to third. Savage moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hundley scores. Savage scores. Hans moves to third. It's 4-1, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Julio Gatte pinch hits for Don Wilson. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Savage. Gatte reaches second base with a double. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gatte moves to third. 1 out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dan Schneider now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Matthews scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Banks reaches second base with a double. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hundley is walked intentionally. John Bacabella pinch hits for Al Spangler. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bacabella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. John Bacabella now playing left field. Billy Williams now playing right field. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Matthews is 0 for 3 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Houston Astros, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.